97.3 Nash FM here with our Nash Next. Not only Illinois winners, but now national finalists, Lit Creek. You guys, first of all, let's go back to the Illinois finale. Rewind, before you were finalists in Big Time Now, how did we announce your name? Of course, we had to make it super dramatic because what else could we have to make it fun, right?
Yeah.
And I know, Lance, you and Natu, because you guys were the top two, are sitting there. I mean, I think one of my favorite pictures from that whole night was you guys just stressed out, kind of holding each other.
Yeah, he's
holding on to each
teddy
other.
Bear. He's probably the last guy you'd want to try to hug, but, you know, professional boxer, heavyweights, fought on Showtime. But, yeah, we worked with Natu before in the past, so I already knew him before we came in there. So there was a level of comfort, if
absolutely.
You will.
So then we say winners, Lit Creek, and what goes through your mind? Besides all the curse words.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And the tears.
Wait, no, there was smoke in that bar. You need to quit. You need to make people quit smoking in that bar. You know, it was just like everything comes over you, you know. Yeah, I cried a little bit because it's like you're sitting there on the edge of the stage, and that's when I finally got nervous about the whole thing, is when we sat there and I realized that, okay, right now they're going to say who wins this. And so me and Natu are sitting there, and it was just, when you said Lit Creek, the first thing that just came through my head was, you know, just because how much I care about these guys and how much, you know, they care about me and how far we've come and how hard we've worked. Just it, without going every moment through my head, but just everything came over me at once. It was just like, it's all paying off.
Absolutely.
It's all paying off. And this is something that we didn't plan for. This is something we didn't expect. We just entered this contest on a whim. Here we are. Boom. And it was crazy.
And then recently you found out, obviously, you're going to Nashville. And so that was announced on air on the website. What were you guys doing when you found out you were going to Nashville? Did you hear through? Did one of you find out and text it to all of you? Or were you all just sitting there?
Maddie was the first. Me and Kristen text each other a lot, you know, back and forth. We talk about the things. And she's like, we'll find out at 9 o'clock. Well, I thought, and she, it's not her. She didn't say, hey, I'm going to tell you at 9 o'clock. She just said it'll be on their website. And well, I was assuming that she was going to text me right away and say, so I'm sitting here on my text messages waiting for a text. And Maddie had asked me earlier, she just like 5 minutes before that, she goes, what are they doing? I said, well, Kristen said they're going to put it on the website. So Maddie, being the smart one, she got on the website. Maddie, as I'm sitting there waiting, the little notification pops up at the top. Holy bleep, we made it.
Wow.
And I was like, no. and then she sends the link to the website, and I click on it, and I'm just like, whoa. My neighbors had to think I was crazy because I was sitting on the back porch, and I was just hooting and hollering. I had just woke up. My beard was all smashed all over my face. My hair was nappy. And all I remember is Kristen goes, take a video of your reaction.
Yeah.
And so I did. I was like, we're going to Nashville, baby. My beard's everywhere, and I deleted it immediately after. But
I never got
so
that video.
That was my experience. Where were you?
I was at the farm working, and I just lots of beeps on the phone, and I couldn't really stop what I was doing. I believe welding or something. And so I thought, well, I'll check it when I get done.
Nothing more country than that. You're on a tractor when you find out you're
That's
going to Nashville.
To
I love it.
All right. So how are you preparing then? Since the Nashville finals, November 1st, how are you preparing mentally and physically?
I'm practicing a little bit more probably than what we used to.
That's good. Yeah.
What key do we play this in?
Learning how to tune. Man, I got to get this figured out.
Really got to learn how to play that mandolin eventually, right?
My approach is really not to think about it. I mean, that's always been my approach as an entertainer is I've learned, you know, have confidence within yourself that you're good at what you do. And people want to hear what you do. You know, that's been told to me in past by someone I looked up to. He said, you're good at what you do. Just get up there and do it. And so that's the way you got to look at it. I'm good at what I do. Don't overthink it. Don't doubt yourself. Don't think, you know, I just don't think about it. Just get up there and do it. If that makes sense, you know, just do what you do. It's like getting in your car and driving. You do it all the time. Why you ain't got to sit there and think about it and think about how you're going to take that left turn. You know what I mean? You just do it.
Let's do it.
All right. So what moment are you looking forward to remembering? You know, you talk about a wedding and everyone's like, oh, I want to remember what she looks like when she's walking down the aisle. What moment down in Nashville in this whole competition are you looking forward to just taking in and embracing?
I think for me, what I've been thinking in my head is walking into the place, because I've seen the pictures of the place, and just knowing what we're going to be doing that night and who might be there and what's at stake, just coming in to the Wild Horse Saloon and just being like, this is it, we're here, this is what's going on. I think for me, just coming in there, that is just going to be surreal right there in itself.
That initial, like, yeah. overwhelming, yeah. just good feeling.
And the plane ride, I've never been on a plane.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, for me, it's got to be coming off the plane with my bandmates in Music City for the first time. We finally made it there for the first time.
Okay. That's yeah.
I think that is. Hopefully we get to play there a lot more, but this first time there's, you get that once, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think that's going to be I'll remember that for the rest of my days for sure. So
you guys are giving me chills. I like it.
I think also, and I wouldn't say this would be the one thing. I mean, that's really good right there. I'm going to be thinking about that when I get off that plane too, but, is the look on the faces. We've got a lot of fans that are going with us. Yeah. We're very lucky. And so to get up there on that stage and just to see, cause our loved ones will be out there too, you know, just to look on their faces of the pride and that's our boys up there. That's our boys and that's our girl up there on stage and making them proud of us, you know, because they've supported us and they've been behind us so much that we look forward to that, be able to pay them back. You know what I mean? Make them proud. Look, it was worth it. All the time we've been gone, all the things we've been doing, look where it's getting us. And so I think that'll be really special too, to see them. And because we're going to kill it. We're going to get up there and we're going to give it everything we got.
That's right.
And
awesome.
So to see them smile and be proud of what we're doing, I think that's going to be awesome.
And singing along. You know your fans will be singing
along. Oh, yeah,
along,
absolutely. So yeah.
It's going to be awesome. If you want to come with, everybody is welcome to come to Nashville November 1st at the Wild Horse Saloon. It starts at 7. It is in the middle of the week, though, so if you can't make it, you don't have to miss it. It will be live broadcast on our website, 97.3NashFM.com, so just make sure you have that up and watch, and wish our guys good luck.
Yeah, hey, and I want to ask everybody to get on Facebook, look us up, Lick Creek Country Band, or you can find us on that big old web world at lickcreekcountry.com.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.